Welcome to Lay's Little Golden Books. I hope you all enjoy today's story. And perhaps one day, when your kids are grown, they will share these timeless stories with their own children. Walt Disney's Little Man of Disneyland, A Change of Luck. Written and illustrated by Nick Balian. Special thanks to Scott Tilley, Laura Uyeda, Lori Tominski, Wendy Lefcon, and Winnie Ho. A Little Golden Book. At the roots of a secret tree in the Magic Kingdom of Disneyland dwelled a mysterious leprechaun, Patrick Bigora, the Little Man of Disneyland. For many, many years, Patrick lived alone in his home, away from the bustling crowds at the happiest place on Earth. If Patrick ever felt lonely, he would play his beloved fiddle. He felt lucky that he had remained hidden for so long and was content with his quiet life. Every night after the last guest had left the park, Patrick loved to stroll around Disneyland. He wished he could enjoy the magical attractions, but he was just too small. Patrick searched and searched for a place to enjoy, but everything was too much for the little man. Too many teeth. Too big, not that small after all. Too out of this world. But he didn't mind the giant-sized treats. Early one morning, Patrick was heading home from one of his strolls when, whoosh, a big gust of wind blew his hat with his lucky clover right off his head. No, not me lucky hat, he cried. Patrick leapt onto the hat, but the wind swept them both high into the sky. He lost his grip on the hat and landed right in the middle of Main Street, USA. Without his special hat, Patrick feared his luck would change for the worse. Just then, Disneyland opened for the day, and eager park guests rushed toward Patrick. The wee leprechaun knew he had to hide, but he was scared stiff. Suddenly, a white-gloved hand grabbed Patrick and whisked him away to a nearby shop. He closed his eyes and shouted, "Put me down, you giant! I'll grant you 3 wishes. Just put me down!" "Oh, boy! That's swell! But are you okay, Patrick?" said a familiar voice. Patrick opened his eyes and saw Mickey Mouse. Minnie Mouse, Donald Duck, Goofy, Daisy Duck, and Pluto were all there, too. They were thrilled to see Patrick. They had not seen him since the park was built. Patrick greeted the group and told them about his missing hat. "It's the source of all me luck." They offered to help, but he proudly declined. "I can do anything on me own." He started to leave. Worried for Patrick, Mickey called, "Wait! You still owe me 3 wishes. For my first wish, I wish you would let us help you." Patrick groaned and reluctantly replied, "Granted." The group began their search in front of Sleeping Beauty Castle. Patrick climbed atop a balloon and scanned the windy skies. Just then, he spotted the hat blowing by. He pointed his shillelagh and shouted, "There it be! Charge!" The team spent the whole day chasing the hat all over Disneyland. The wind blew the hat through Adventureland, Frontierland, Fantasyland, and Tomorrowland, until it was snatched up by the abominable snowman of the Matterhorn Mountain. The friends scaled the Matterhorn to retrieve the hat, but it blew away before they could reach it. Patrick leapt for the hat and missed. Thankfully, Tinkerbell swooped in and caught him. Tink and Patrick zoomed after the hat. Patrick almost reached it, and then, whoosh, the wind whipped the hat away, down into the crowds of Main Street. Patrick felt defeated. He thanked everyone for their help and left. Patrick strolled all night and into the morning. He believed his luck had changed for the worse. He was sad that he'd lost his hat, but he realized he was more upset about leaving his friends. Mickey and the gang had been so helpful and kind, something he hadn't enjoyed all those years on his own. Just then, Mickey Mouse shouted, "Patrick, wait!" Mickey had found Patrick's hat, and it looked brand new. "It was trampled on Main Street," he explained, "so I had the Mad Hatter repair it and stitch Patrick on the back. Now if it ever gets lost again, it will find its way back to you. I'm sorry, though. Your lucky clover is gone. Clover or no clover, I've never felt so lucky having thoughtful friends like you and the gang, Mickey, said Patrick. Mickey invited Patrick to go on another ride, but Patrick insisted that they were all too big for him. Mickey had an idea. For my second wish, he told his friend, I wish you would join me on one more ride. Patrick sighed. Granted. Mickey took Patrick to the storybook land canal boats. The two cruised through the menacing jaws of Monster the Whale, the same whale Patrick had avoided before. Too many teeth. When the friends emerged from the whale, Patrick was amazed to see a magical miniature land. It was just his size. Storybook land has charmed many guests over the years, said Mickey. But few have been lucky and little enough to enjoy the many, many adventures here. Few as lucky and as little as you, Patrick. Mickey continued, When we built Disneyland, we hoped it would be a land for all to enjoy, including you, he declared. Now go have some big fun in this wee land. Patrick was thrilled. He sprang out of the boat to have some adventures in Wonderland, Agrabah, the Diamond Mine, Toad Hall, Arendelle, and so many more. Patrick gave Mickey the biggest little hug. I've never felt so lucky in all me life. This wee land is sure to be me happy place. How can I ever thank you, Mickey? Aw, gee, said Mickey. Well, for my third and final wish, on behalf of the whole gang, I wish for us to stay friends forever. And we hope to see you more often, Patrick smiled and replied. Granted. Later that night, Patrick hosted a celebration for all his friends in Storybook Land. Patrick played his fiddle for them to enjoy, except Donald, who kept pestering Patrick about his upcoming adventures. Will you visit Cinderella's castle? Asked Donald. Snow White's cottage? Pinocchio's village? It's a secret, Patrick declared. To this day, Patrick still keeps his visits to Storybook Land a secret. So when you go to Disneyland and cruise the canals, keep your eyes open wide. Maybe you'll spot Patrick Bigora, the little man of Disneyland, enjoying the miniature wonders of his happy place. The end.